live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Amanda Kosafas, Director of MSU Greek Week. I hope I got your name right, Amanda.
It's Kosafas, but everyone says Kosafas, so it's fine.
No, I want it right. Kosafas. Thank you very much.
Yes?
Tell us about Greek Week.
It's actually not a week. This year it was 10 days because of the spacing of events, but it goes on during the spring semester, and we do fundraising for Relay for Life as well as three local charities that we choose. We started a blood drive last year that we continued with this year, and then throughout the week there are song and dance competitions between the different teams from the Greek community.
Now, how many students are we talking about at MSU that get involved with this 10 days, not a week?
Yep, we have about 2,600 students in the Greek community.
And all of them are included in one form or another?
Yep.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of planning and a lot of crowd management, but somehow we make it work. So.
Well, and the amount of money you raise, I think, is rather staggering, and I want to make sure we get that. And it's all, as you said, for local charities. Let's start with the Polar Plunge, the Special Olympics Polar Plunge.
Mm-hmm. We did the Polar Plunge actually as kind of a kickoff this semester. We used to work with the Special Olympics to plan our own event during Greek Week, but they have so much going on in the spring semester that we just kind of jumped on to their Polar Plunge. And we sent teams there, and they just had to send one person from each chapter, but everyone went completely above and beyond, and we raised about $4,500 for the Special Olympics.
That's amazing. And people just put donations if somebody would jump in?
Yep. Teams would, you pay to register, obviously,
okay.
And then teams would get people to donate to them, you know, saying, I'm going to jump in, so sponsor me, or something like that. So it was a lot of fun. They did all different costumes, and we had a really good time.
Where was it this year?
It was at Eagle Eye Golf Course.
Oh, boy, in that pond?
Yep.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Did you jump in?
I did not. I was taking pictures.
Very good. Very good assignment for that. Very good assignment for that. The Relay for Life is a huge fundraiser.
Definitely. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And some teams start fundraising extra early, but everyone starts fundraising at the beginning of the spring semester. And our goal this year was $212,000, which is a lot of money in itself. And that's based off of our 2010 fundraiser. So we raised $211,000 last year, and so they set the goal at $212,000 this year, and we actually ended up raising $267,000.
Well, those numbers are so shocking. I mean, that's more of a $250,000 that you folks raised.
I know. It was, I really think the difference was this year we did a kickoff, which most relays do, but MSU Greek Relay has not done in the past. So at the end of March, we got everyone together. We only required 50% attendance from the houses because of the venue, but we ended up flooding the place with people because most people sent about 80%. So what the kickoff was just kind of a YU relay ceremony. We played the Luminaria video that lists off the different people you can relay for, and then everyone stands up. So like if I relay for my aunt, I would stand up when it says aunt. And I think it just really got into people's heads. And actually that night we raised $5,000 overnight. So
and
I know it got in people's heads.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it kind of takes over, and then you push even harder to make it work and make it a huge success, which obviously it was. I mean, that's a stunning number for any group at any time. You raised money, as you said, for the Special Olympics and Relay for Life. You also donated blood. So, I mean, talk about blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. This year for the blood drive, we got a donation of 236 bags of blood, and that's 100 more than we had last year. So we've definitely met and exceeded all of our goals. And in addition to doing the blood drive, we also raised $3,000 each for MSU Safe Place, Listening Ear, and Big Brother Big Sister. So we had representatives from each of those groups come to our song and dance events throughout the week and speak about their programs and what the money is going towards. So I think that we raised a lot of money for a lot of different great causes.
Well, and I think what's important, too, is sometimes college students get a bad rap. And I think it's astounding when you look at it, aside from the money, which is incredible, just how you all pull together and do good things for others in our community. And for a lot of folks, this isn't their community. This isn't their home community. It's their college community.
I think that being a Spartan definitely has something to do with it. There's just a sense of pride when you're on campus anyway. But, I mean, you're completely right, especially the Greek community. We get, you know, pulled into the stereotypes and all that kind of stuff. But service is why we're here. That's one of the fundamentals of Greek life. So I think for us to make such a bold statement and raise so much money and do so many things together, it really changes people's minds and puts the image that it just reflects what we actually are and not just a stereotype.
Well, and I think that is important. I'm glad you mentioned that in a press release that came to me. It talks about the fundamentals of Greek life, which are philanthropy and service. And I think that sometimes gets lost, and that's why I was thrilled when you wanted to talk to me about this, because that message needs to be out in the forefront.
Definitely. I think it's very underplayed, and you know, I don't think a lot of each chapter does their own individual philanthropy event, usually every semester. Some just do them annually, but I don't know if they don't send out press about it, but, you know, we all sat down after Greek Week and we're like, we can't let this go unannounced. We have, you know, the mayor was like, I'm going to publicize this. Like, give me the totals because people need to know what you guys are doing.
Well, and Victor Loomis, Mayor Victor Loomis of East Lansing is a friend to the show here and a friend of mine. And I know I did see a blurb that he had written about this as well. So well done. I mean, well done, Amanda. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.
Let me know the next great event you're involved in. I'll absolutely talk to you about it again, so I'm thrilled.
Okay. That sounds great. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been talking to Amanda Kosifas. I got her name right this time. Director of MSU Greek Week. What raised over $250,000 in Greek Week this last week. Absolutely amazing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.